Hello, this is Manuela Dascal, and you're listening to the CJRO Radio Local News. On Thursday evening, February 5th, Councillor Isabel Skalski had a town hall meeting in Carlsbad Springs. She updated the community on the City Hall's present and future projects that are of interest for Carlsbad Springs and the neighbouring community of Vars. She also brought to attention a federal government project for a high-speed train rail from Toronto to Quebec City that might impact some areas in Carlsbad Springs. Public consultation for the high-speed train rail are open till March. For anyone interested, go to the following webpage, altotrain.ca. The hot topic of the meeting was the City Hall acquisition of the CRRC. Residents of Carlsbad Springs and some representatives of Russell Township and Vars raised their concerns about the transparency of the way the CRRC was acquired and the change in discourse about its initial proposed objective of being used as a recycling facility area to a household landfill. Several other concerns were raised in regard to a possible garbage dump on Boundary Road, like truck traffic in the area, lack of a recent environmental assessment of the soil, and impact on the Bear Brook watershed. Residents present were against the development of a landfill and asked for clear and quick answers from the City Hall and direct consultations with the community. However, almost everyone present acknowledged and applauded Councillor Isabel Skalski's open-door approach and her willingness to keep them updated and informed and to be a liaison between the community and the city. The Vars Community Association is happy that they have managed to bring City of Ottawa programming to Vars. Activities offered at the Bear Brook Community Hall this spring will include art classes, karate, fitness, cardio and strength, and a Lego club. Spring registration opens online February 12 at 9 p.m. Register at ottawa.ca/recreation. And don't miss the 2026 summer camp registration, which opens February 26 at 9 p.m. The community of Vars will be celebrating the Winter Carnival on the weekend of February 21st and 22nd. On February 21st, the community is invited to attend a family bingo night that will take place at the Saint-Guillaume School. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and the game will start at 6 p.m. On February 22nd, the events will take place in the Alcide Trudeau Park from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This February, the Carlsbad Spring Optimist Club is offering a fun and creative activity for the children in the community. Learn how to create their own comic strip. First session is offered on February 15 from 11 a.m. to noon for ages 6 to 9. For this age group, parents have to be present. The second session will be in the afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. for ages 10 and up. Availability is limited to 20 children per session, so if your child is interested in this activity, you have to register your child before February 6, 2026 at the following email address, cluboptimistcarlsbad@gmail.com. The Carlsbad Springs Optimist Club Winter Carnival's fundraising numbers are in, and they were thrilled to announce that despite the negative 30 degrees, they raised $19,888, a record amount so far. All profits will be used for fun and educational activities for the children in the community. The Carlsbad Springs Optimist Club is thankful to the generous sponsors, to the community residents who participated in one or more activities over the carnival weekend, and to its organizers and volunteers. The Ottawa Police Service will host open door sessions every second Thursday starting on February 5th in the South District. Members from the South District Community Policing Team will hold open door session between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the following locations: Walter Baker Recreation Complex in the Boardroom at 100 Malvern Drive, and Greeley Community Center at the Community Policing Office, 1448 Meadow Drive. The public is welcome to attend to ask community police officers questions, chat with them, or get support by submitting online reports. Computers and internet access will be available on site. For more information about the open door sessions, please contact Sergeant Andrew Worth at worth@ottawapolice.ca. On February 14, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:15 a.m., the Embrun branch of Russell Township Library will host a reading and craft event in celebration of Black History Month. Local author Kareen Prince Agbojan will read engaging stories that highlight Black history and culture, followed by a hands-on craft inspired by the theme. The story time is open to all ages, but registration is required for the craft portion for children ages 5 to 9. For more information and how to register, go to russellbiblio.com. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.